Well, so we continue this week in the Yesh Kodesh and the Piaget and the Rebbe's Sefer in Parshas Va'ira. So the Rebbe quotes the Pasuk from Perek Vav, and the Pasuk is following, Va'idaber Elokim Amoshe Va'yomer Elav Ani Hashem. So remember again, this is in the beginning of Parshas Va'ira. So remember, just to give context, at the end of Parshas Shmos, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to deliver the ultimate message of redemption to Klal Yisrael and then to Paro, and of course he meets with what he perceives to be resounding defeat. That here not only is Paro not receptive to the message that Moshe Rabbeinu has to give, but he says two words, Tichbat Ha'avoda. Let the work get harder. Let the work get more intense. Moshe Rabbeinu is really demoralized from this, and it appears that he almost takes like a harsh tone with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says the following, he says, Lama Hare Osa La'amazeh, La'amazeh Shalachtani, Ribbono Shel Olam, why are you doing this? Why you asked me to go save the people. I agree to the request, and why are you now doing this to them? So that's where this week's parasha begins. Vayedaber Elokim Moshe, Vayomer Elav Ani Hashem. Vayedaber Moshe Kain, Al Bnei Yisrov, Alo Shama Moshe, Mikol Tzorach, Me'avoda Kasha. So remember again, once again, Moshe Rabbeinu tries to go back to Klal Yisrael, gives them the messages of the Arba Lashon Shagul, the four expressions of redemption. But as the Pasuk says, they could not listen to Moshe. Mikotzurach, shortness of breath and difficult work. Vaidaber Moshe lefnei Hashem lemor, hein b'nei Yisrael lo shamu elai, ve'ech yishmo'ini paro va'ani arel sefasayim. So the Shbaruch Hu says to Moshe, and Moshe said to Hashem, Bnei Yisrael didn't listen to me, how is Paro going to listen to me? And I am literally, I'm unable to speak, I am of uncircumcised lips. And then a very strange Pasuk, this is Pasuk Gimel, so the Pasuk says, and Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron and commanded them regarding the Jewish people, commanded them regarding Paro, the king of Egypt, to take out the Jewish people from the land of Egypt. So the obvious kasha is Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he says, Chodesh Baruch Hu, if Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me, how is it that Paro is going to listen to me? And then Chodesh Baruch Hu seemingly doesn't answer that question. The Pasuk just says that Hashem commanded Moshe regarding Klal Yisrael and regarding Paro, the king of Egypt, to take the Jewish people out of Egypt. So Rashi says over here, Perish Rashi, Tziva Aleim Lahanigem Benachas V'lispolosam. Chodesh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to guide or to lead the people Benachos gently and to tolerate them. So it seems to be that Chodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, just keep trying, deal with them kindly, deal with them gently, and all will be okay. So writes the Rebbe, V'tzarech lahavin, ma shaychus zelozeh, shemipnei shebnei Yisrael lo shemu mitzaros paro, yachin yanhigu Moshe v'aron osam Benachos, so the Rebbe asked the obvious question. I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Jewish people are not listening to me. But not because they don't want to listen, not because they don't want to go free, but because they're literally being afflicted, they're being tortured by Paro. They don't have the ability to hear a message of redemption in the midst of all of this suffering. And instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out and says to them, okay, just lead them with kindness, right? Lead them with goodness. Go ahead and take it easy on them. So the Rebbe asks, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu's statement answer Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha? So the Rebbe says something amazing. He says, "Aval anu mispalim v'sitnenu l'cheinu l'chesed rachamim be'enecha uvenei koreinu." So that we say every day, "V'sitnenu right in birchos hashachar v'sitnenu l'cheinu l'chesed rachamim." Kodesh Baruch Hu, literally, give us over or give us sitnenu, give to us l'cheinu l'chesed l'rachamim. Chein, Chesed and Rachamim, Be'enecho v'nei Koreinu. So essentially, allow us to find Chein, Chesed and Rachamim in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. Mitchil l'chein, v'achar kach Chesed, v'achar kach Rachamim. So he first asks God for Chein, and we'll define these terms in just a moment. Then afterwards Chesed, and then afterwards Rachamim. So the Shaila, of course, is what's the distinction between these items? Ki Chein hu, l'misha ro'i chas v'chalila shol hinatzel gamkim. Kimo sh'amru ala pasik, V'noach matzachin, shegam noach lo haya kedai lahatzil, ela shem matzachin. So the Rebbe says what chin means is as follows. Chin is divine mercy without reason. I find favor in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So the Rebbe suggests to find favor means There's no reason why I should find favor. I might not have anything even truly redeeming, but yet I'm able to find favor in the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's chen. Finding favor ultimately, again, without reason. He happens to bring the example from Noach. He says, Noach matzachin b'enei Hashem means that Noach was able to find favor. Even the way the Rebbe interprets that is Noach was able to find favor even though he didn't deserve divine favor, which is a very interesting interpretation. He found favor even though he didn't deserve to find favor. So that's chen. He goes on, he says, V'chesed, no de shukulo chesed, gam mishein lo roi. So what happens? Chesed is also kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to someone who's not roi, who is not ultimately deserving. Now, the difference over here is that whereas chen can often mean divine favor given to someone who is totally unworthy, chesed means I receive incredible divine favor more than I am entitled to. I may be entitled to a quote-unquote X amount of divine favor, and the Shbaruch Hu bestows upon me X plus Y. So I have extra measure of divine favor. On the other hand, Rak Rachamim, Hu Kivar Mu'urav Bedin, Lo Rak Bedin V'lo B'chesed L'gamrei, L'misha In Oroi Rak Shia Kitzas U'Berachamim. So the third category, the Rebbe says, is Rachamim. What's Rachamim? So Rachamim, ultimately, is Rechel Shbaruch Hu chooses not to judge someone in accordance with the strict letter of the law, but on the flip side, it's also not chesed gamri. It's also not chen. It's also not rach. It's also not chesed, right? But at the end of the day, there's an element of compassion. So what rachamim means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge me and might even judge me a bit harshly, but the harshness of the din is sprinkled or is tempered with divine compassion. So again, if we go through the three levels, so chen ultimately means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just finds favor in me, bestows good upon me, even though I am deserving of none of it. Chesed means I might be deserving of some divine compassion, some divine kindness, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me more than I even deserve. Rachamim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dealing with me, with din, he's judging me, but he's sprinkling or tempering the judgment with some element of divine compassion. Lachim. That's why the Rebbe says, this is dafka how we daven. We say, v'sitneinu l'chein u'l'chesed l'rachamim. Ki lo mibay she'efshar lavo l'din levad mitoch ha'yisur ma'atar sh'nasa es kol asher alinu l'asos. Ad sh'nihi ha'ru'uyim b'din l'chotuv. Gam l'rachamim, sh'nihi ha'kitzasruyim o'i'efshar lanu lavo mitoch ha'yisurim. Rak v'sitneinu mikodem l'chein u'l'chesed sh'af kish'in ru'uyim toshi'inu. So the idea that Rabbi says something amazing is that's why we daven everywhere and say, Elish Baruch Hu, what I ask you is to see me with chen. I ask you to look at me through the lens of chen. In other words, we go big. We ask Elish Baruch Hu for the ultimate. The ultimate is, Ribono Shel Olam, even if I'm deserving of nothing, I'm asking you to take care of me. I haven't earned it. I don't deserve it. I understand. I'm asking you to take care of me anyway. And Ribono Shel Olam, if that's not possible, I'm asking you for chesed. Chesed means I deserve X. I'm asking you to give me X plus Y. I'm asking you to give me more. And if for some reason you can't give me chen and chesed, then I'm going to ask you for rachamim. Then if there does have to be justice, if there does have to be judgment, then Ribono Shel Olam, I'm asking you that at least you temper that judgment and you temper that justice ultimately with rachamim, with divine compassion. V'lo bilvad. The Rebbe here, of course, digresses to discuss their situation. It's not just the pshat, because when a Jew suffers, when we have tzaras, when we have difficulties, it's not just, I mean, it goes without saying that it's difficult to learn Torah, and it's difficult to fulfill our obligations, our spiritual obligations, emotional obligations, familial obligations. Ach gama she'osin below ruach chayim osin. But even what we manage to do, we do without the spirit of life. Rak b'shvira b'nefila, we do it in a state of being broken, state of being battered, ubalo simcha rachmana l'tzlan, without real simcha. So there we are saying something very profound. Because when life is difficult, when we suffer, when we have difficulties, when there are tsaris, so first of all, I'm not able to perform spiritually in the way that I would like to. But more than that, even the things I'm able to do, even the forms of avodas Hashem that I can engage in, are deficient, are lacking, are empty, are not holy, are not vibrant, are not passionate. Why? Because I'm doing it with shvira unefilo below simcha. Because I'm broken, I'm battered, I'm crushed, there's no simcha. Therefore, even if I manage to discharge an obligation, it's without life. And says the Rebbe, this is the meaning of Moshe Rabbeinu's conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachain. Kishamra Moshe Rabbeinu, lama hare osala amazel, lama zesh shalachtani. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ribono shel olam, why have you done bad to this nation? Why have you sent me? V'shivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds, Vaidaber Elokim el Moshe, Vayomra elav ani Hashem. So what the Rebbe picks up on over here is as follows. The name Elokim, ultimately is Midas Hadin, is divine judgment. As opposed to Hashem Yud-Hei and then Vav-Hei, that's Rachmim, that's compassion. Therefore, the Pasuk begins, Vaidaber Elokim, the God of justice, spoke to Moshe and said to him, I am Hashem, I am the God of compassion. Shemizeh, Yavo'u lebechinas havio rachamim, ki ayidei kisho yashibo yaktimu lotzeis ki yadua. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something amazing to Moshe, you don't understand. All you see is the suffering, but I'm telling you, that the suffering ultimately, again, is paving the way to the rachamim. The suffering is paving the way for the compassion. Ultimately, again, this goes with the narrative that HaKadosh Baruch Hu intensified the shibud, the servitude, in order to expedite our emancipation. So therefore, Vaidaber Elokim al Moshe, the God of strict justice says, I know things look terrible, please understand, it's like that, in order, Vayomra Elav Ani Hashem, the suffering you're going through ultimately, again, is going to pave the way. He's going to pave the way for the incredible good, the incredible redemption that's about to come. But the idea is that they were unable to listen to Moshe from shortness of breath and hard work. Perish. Here's the problem. The problem is, says the Rebbe, that if ultimately, again, if the only pathway to rachamim, if the only way ultimately, again, we can find rachman is through avoda kasha, then it's going to be b'kotzer ruach. Then ultimately our avodas Hashem is going to be deficient. Below ruach chayim, below shamu, mikotzer ruach, mikotzer ruach, kevan shu me'avoda kasha. So the idea, says Rebbe, is something amazing. What does it mean, below shamu, mikotzer ruach, me'avoda kasha? That even though Moshe was trying to tell them there's going to be redemption, and even though he was telling them, you're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intensifying the shibud, he's intensifying the suffering to expedite the salvation. This is for your good. This is for your benefit. Somehow, some way, you will emerge stronger as a result of this. They couldn't listen. They said, Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't understand. If you're telling me that the only way to get to rachamim is through avoda kasha, through difficulty, even if we manage to keep serving God, it's mikotzer ruach. At the end of the day, our avoda is not the same. Our avoda is not as intense. Our avoda is not as halig. Lachin, vayidaber Hashem vayitzavim el b'nei Yisrael. Therefore, again, the pasuk says, and Hashem spoke to Moshe and commanded him regarding b'nei Yisrael. Now remember, the name Hashem over here is Yudke Vavke, which is the need of rachamim, compassion. Mitchilok siv vayidaber Elokim, va'achar kach ani Hashem. Ata vaidaber Hashem, mitchila havir rachamim, v'zeh vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael. So the Rebbe here says something absolutely amazing. In the beginning, ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, vaidaber Elokim, it's midas hadin. Then he switches to b'nei Hashem, which is ayudkei vavkei rachamim. And then it says, vaidaber Hashem vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael. So once again, the four-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, representing again, rachamim. What's the message of Europe? And what does Rashi say in that pasuk? Vayitzaveim al b'nei Yisrael. Perish Rashi. Tziva aleim lahan higam b'nachos. Shekal hanhaga imam lotei mitchila din. Ve'acha kach rachamim. Rak kula gam mitchila tehe b'nachos. So this is amazing. So the way the Rebbe understands it over here is as follows, that actually, we see, we interpreted Rashi as meaning, Tziva aleim lahanhiga benachas velispa osam, means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to be patient and to be kind with the people. The Rebbe understands it a little bit differently. The Rebbe understands it ultimately to mean, Tziva aleim, Moshe Rabbeinu kivyochol is mitzaveh, commands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahanhigam benachas velispol osam. Ribono shel olam, I understand the cheshbon. Now you explained it to me, that Elokim is necessary ultimately again to get to Hashem, to get to Yudke Vavke. That sometimes the path to salvation, emancipation, is lined, or is paved with difficulties and with trials and tribulations. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm telling you, says Moshe, they can't take it. I'm telling you, says Moshe, it's too much for them to handle. Ribono shel olam, tziv aleim lanhigam benachos velispal osam. Maybe there is another way. Why does the path to salvation always have to be paved with suffering? Ribono shel olam, don't tell me that this is the only option. And I'll tell you the proof that it's not the only option, because every single morning we say v'sitneinu lechein ulechesed ulerachamim. Every single morning I say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us, view us with chein, chesed, rachamim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, there are three options. Chein means you could do good for us, even if we don't deserve one little bit of it. And okay, if that's not on the table, there's rachamim. Excuse me, there's chesed. Chesed means I deserve a little bit, but you give me a lot. Rachamim is only the last ditch effort. Rachamim is only the third tier option. Rachamim says that if I have to suffer, okay, at least lace my suffering or temper my suffering with divine compassion. But Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you yourself just told me that although right now we're suffering, it's Elohim, but at the end of the day, the suffering is there to pave the way for all of the good, for all of the compassion, for the Rachamim. Ribono shel olam, please, it doesn't have to be this way. Ribono shel olam, please, why can't you just turn this into something beautiful and salvational now? So you hear the incredible chiddush. All these years we thought that when the pasuk says, Vaitzavim el b'nei Yisrael, that this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe how to conduct himself with the klal, when in fact, it's Moshe making a request to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tziva aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, please, Ribono shel olam, lanhigam benachas velispal osam. Please, Ribono shel olam, why can't, I don't give me din in order to pave the way for rachamim. Right? Rather, why can't you just give me compassion from the outset? Why can't you give me compassion from the beginning? Why can't you just make it good right now? This, says the Rebbe, was the supplicative plea that Moshe Rabbeinu has towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, again, we don't need too much imagination to understand how these words resonated with the Rebbe in the middle of the Warsaw Ghetto. The Rebbe here seeing the suffering, seeing the overwhelming suffering, and of course, the Rebbe being an exceptional Baal Emunah understood that the suffering wasn't in a vacuum. He understood that the suffering is always there in order to pave the way for something greater afterwards. That is the hashkafa of suffering for the Jew. We never believe that suffering is purely punitive, meaning, could there be suffering in response to chet? Of course there can be. But we also know this concept of tzadik v'ra'lo. There's a concept of bad things happening to good people, which means that suffering is not always tied into sin. So if suffering is not because of sin, then what is it? Because sometimes we're forged through the fires of suffering. Sometimes we're forged, our identities are forged, our personalities are forged, our neshamas are forged through the fires of difficulty and challenge. It is the difficulties, the trials and tribulations, and sometimes the tragedies which make us who we are. We need them in order to self-actualize. The Rebbe understands this, of course on an emuna level, of course on a hashkafa level. The Rebbe understands the power, the profundity, and yes, as strange as it sounds, sometimes the necessity for suffering. But, as we've seen over and over throughout the Rebbe's writings, sometimes it's enough. We go back to Parshas Chayisara, where the Rebbe said that the death of Sar Imenu tells us that even the most righteous of people can break. Even the most righteous of people can have a point in time where they can no longer go ahead and take it anymore. And if the most righteous of people, like a sermon, like a Parshas Chayisara, could break as a result, ultimately, again, of suffering, then the rest of us surely can as well. And as such, again, says the Rebbe over here, Ribono shel olam, I am just asking the same plea as Moshe Rabbeinu. Tziva aleim lanhigam benachos velispal osam. Ribono shel olam, rachamim is not the only option. It doesn't just have to be that you temper the din with a little bit of compassion. There's another option. V'sitneinu lecheinu lechased. Okay, rachamim is number three. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us chein. Just do good for us. Just take care of us, even if we don't deserve it at all. And if that's not enough, then chesed. Then go ahead and ribono shel olam, give us more than we deserve. But please, sounds strange to say, but please, no rachamim. I don't want to get by in rachamim, because rachamim means there's going to be onesh. Rachamim means there's going to be difficulty. Rachamim means there's going to be challenge. It's just going to be laced with some type of compassion. Ribono shel olam, please, please, say enough. Say enough. This was the drasha, Pashas Va'ira, in the Warsaw Ghetto. These were the supplicative words of the Rebbe of Piazetzna, echoing the same tefillah of a leader thousands of years earlier, leader of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I'm sure it's the same tefillah that's been uttered by so many leaders throughout the years, davening on behalf of their afflicted flock. But you know, the amazing part is, the Rebbe's words, the Rebbe's tefillahs were answered. Because, although maybe not for him and for the kehillah he was speaking to, but that we're here, Baruch Hashem, that Netzach Yisrael, Lo Yishrei, the Klal Yisrael is here, that we're here, that we're thriving, that we're living, that we're successful, that we're happy, that we have so much incredible beracha. We are living, Baruch Hashem, in times of chen and chesed. We are living in times of chen and chesed. Sometimes a person davens for something, and the Ribono Shel Olam grants it. He just doesn't grant it to them right then and there. You know, it's important to understand there's no such thing as a tefillah in vain. There's no such thing as a tefillah that goes unanswered. Just some tefillahs aren't answered when we want them answered or how we want them answered. But sincere tefillahs are always heard and answered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I truly believe that the tefillahs of the Rebbe, the tefillahs of Moshe Rabbeinu are absolutely answered. And I think we're seeing the answering of their tefillahs in our days, in days of chen, in days of chesed, and days of so much shefa and bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zochei meretz Hashem to appreciate those brachos of chen and chesed, and in doing so, give an aliyah to the neshama of the Piazetzna, give aliyah to the neshama of every member of that Tehila Kehila who we spoke to during that dark Shabbos in Warsaw. Halavai, we should be zochei to internalize these words and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the beautiful chen and chesed we experience each and every day. Have a wonderful day.